If you're an entrepreneur, a business person, or a creative, it behooves you to be on there creating content in one of three ways. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here, for taking the time to spend with me on this show. As you know, I'm working a lot on communication right now. Some of it is interpersonal when you're in business, when you're working in any way. Some of it is personal, and I'm going to be getting that sort of off the ground in the next few weeks, really talking about how to communicate with friends, how to communicate with loved ones, in partnership, in marriage, all of those things. And I'm also really thinking a lot about how to communicate effectively using social media. Now, I'm not talking specifically, I'm not a social media maven, like, oh, I can help you with all your social media platforms. Actually, that's not what this episode is about today. What the episode is about today is a little bit different. Recently, I decided to join the ranks of TikTok. Yes, I did. And here's the thing about TikTok. It's skewed young, right? Sort of historically. I actually was on TikTok about 2 years ago, I guess, for a little while, and then went, oh, this isn't for me. I'm not going to be dancing. And I decided, that's it. I'm out. And during this 2 years, TikTok has matured, and now there are so many different communities. There's basically, in many ways, it's like New York City. We were saying that last night at a party I was at, that TikTok is like New York City. Anything you want to try, you can do, you can find in New York City. The same thing goes for TikTok. Anything you're interested in, there's somebody talking about it or dancing about it or making movies about it and videos about it right on TikTok. So anything, really, whatever you're into. And that got me thinking about my own experience with TikTok. I rejoined, about 5 weeks ago. And the reason that's important is because of what happened at the end of week 4. And all of a sudden, I started succeeding on TikTok, whereas I had just been getting maybe 1 or 2 views for my videos. I started getting a lot more, thousands, in fact. And I went, huh, let me see if I can quantify and codify exactly what's happening so that I can actually tell you about it. And so what I want to know from you is, are you on TikTok? And if you're not, what's keeping you from TikTok? And if you decide to join TikTok because of this episode, do me a favor, follow me. I'm at Isolde T on TikTok, just about everywhere. I'm at Isolde T. But really, follow me so that we can support each other as we grow, because TikTok provides opportunities in business growth that I had no idea about, honestly, but it does. And so I'm going to tell you about what I know about succeeding on TikTok so far, right? So, first of all, TikTok is the social media platform of the times. It's got over 1 billion active users, and it seems like it's just for kids, like I said a minute ago, but it really isn't. More and more people are joining, and especially during the pandemic when we were all stuck indoors, people joined and figured out how to use it. Yeah, they were all dancing and stuff and doing funny things, but there are other uses for TikTok, and that's what I am learning as I grow in this really interesting and unique social media platform. So if you're an entrepreneur, a business person, or a creative, it behooves you to be on there creating content in one of three ways, but more on those three ways in a bit. Second, TikTok is problematic. Let's just talk about it. The FCC commissioner, Brendan Carr, has called on the Apple App Store and Alphabet to remove TikTok because he says TikTok is a security risk because the company's owner in China mines user data a lot. The situation is ongoing, but this is my truncated way of saying use the social media channel like you do anything on the internet at your own risk. It goes for every social media channel. Few of us read the terms and conditions before we sign up for a social media channel, so that means you're likely, and me too, we're likely agreeing to things we might not agree to if we did read and know the exact terms and conditions. But be that as it may, I encourage you to read the terms and conditions and agree to them if you're going to use any app, or you might be surprised about something that you agreed to that you didn't know about. So that's important, because remember, all these social media apps are free, but then they use your data. They just do, let's face it. And they advertise to you like crazy. So let's talk about that. Why are we using these apps? Because they allow us to communicate. We also get to have our say, and you know how much I love that. But let me go on, and I want to talk about TikTok and how I'm doing on it and what's working for me to build a following. And this is really only in the last like week and a half, so it's really interesting to watch as it unfolds. So a lot of people know TikTok as a sort of a silly dancing app, and that's true to an extent. It started out that way. But where the attention goes is where the money flows, so it behooves us, entrepreneurs especially, to learn about it. As I said, I joined up about 5 weeks ago after being on it a couple of years ago but deleting my account before, but I decided to try again, and I labored in obscurity. But then I took a few hours and studied what is supposed to work to get followers and to start building a community. And here's what's working for me. If you're an entrepreneur and you have the time, this will build you a following. While you might not go viral and get kajillions of views, people will start to duet with you, quote you, and most importantly, interact with you. So if you're going to use TikTok, first choose a topic. Choose the thing you're going to talk about and be ready to do it for a month at least. And even more importantly, be ready to make 4 videos a day. Yes, 4 a day for that month. These videos don't have to be long, but if you're a talker like I am, you can make them longer. TikTok now allows 10-minute long videos, so you can do that if you want. My videos range from about 15 seconds to about 4 minutes, but you can go anywhere in between. Then, what should the content be? Choose what you're going to talk about, that one thing, and then create all your videos about different aspects and facets of that one thing. I chose communication because you know how much I love to talk about communication. So I teach people how to communicate and tell their stories. So I figured that was perfect. And I knew I could easily come up with 80 to 100 videos about communication for the month. Now, what does a good video look like? Here's the thing. You need to be doing one of 3 things to hit on TikTok. You need to be funny. You need to be entertaining. You need to be funny. You need to be entertaining, and or you need to be informative, right? You could be a combination of all three, but funny, entertaining, or informative are the 3 things that you need to be trying for in every TikTok video, or at least one of the 3 things. I went the informative route. If I'm also entertaining, that's great. And if I'm funny, that's serendipitous, that's lucky. As I start doing more stand-up comedy, I might try out new material on my TikToks, but that's only going to happen after I build a following that wants to hear what I have to say. And that last bit is really crucial. What I just said, you need to really think about it. Eventually, you're going to be able to talk about whatever you want, but while you're building your following into thousands or hundreds of thousands, you need to talk about the one thing. The following you build on TikTok seems willing to hear what you have to say, but only if it's about your one topic. But then when you get lots of people following you, you can branch out. And as long as you're entertaining, informative, or funny, you should do okay. And perhaps be able to monetize your videos or sell a product as part of your account. But there's one thing that's super important here, and that is what your videos look like. They say TikTok users like lots of fun visuals, and there are things you can do to make your videos visually enticing, even if you're just sitting still and talking, which these videos that I put up on TikTok are. TikTok gives you fun tools to add into your videos. They've licensed music somehow, I don't know the inner workings of that, so that you can add music or sounds to every video. And if you spend any time on TikTok, you'll see lots of influencers on there telling you which sounds are trending so you can use them to help your videos go viral. For a little time, I did. I used sounds, but I've stopped since I'm really just talking and I want to be audible. Now, you can use the sound and you can turn the sound way down, but I find that that's just a step I don't want to go. And maybe that's making my videos less popular. I don't know. I haven't looked at the analytics of that, but I don't care. At this point right now, I'm not going the route of trying to find the right sound that's close to the right length of the video. It's just too much trouble. So you can also add text and headlines to your video directly, and I want you to do that for every video you make. And make that text a hook. You want to write the headline in a way that'll get your audience curious and want to know more. To be clear here, I'm talking about videos for entrepreneurs or creatives, right? If you're going to be talking, if you're a dancer, videos of you dancing or teaching people how to dance would be great. And might not need a headline. I don't know. I'm not a dancer. But if you want to talk about cool stuff about your product or service, a headline will add to your viewer's experience. I usually add the headline and then make it colorful somehow to catch people's eye. In fact, last night, I met a skincare / makeup entrepreneur, and I advised her to create TikToks around how to put on makeup and how to use skincare products to minimize sun damage. If she shows us how to do that, and we need to know that information, which I do, we will watch her. I also advised her to put a headline about what you need to learn or will learn in the video above her as she speaks. So that's an interesting point, right? If she puts a headline above what she's doing that says, learn how to minimize sun damage with skincare, or the two things you need to know to line your lips for summer, that is stuff that people like me who aren't as experienced with makeup would want to know. So that's the kind of thing that you want. You want a headline that's going to make someone go, oh, I want to know more about this. If it's just a headline saying what you're doing, that's not as enticing. But if it's a headline that says the three things you need to know to talk to your partner about lovemaking, whoa. Or the two things you need to know before you cook dinner tonight, or want to cross the street safely, here's the exact thing you need to do. Depending on what your topic is and what you're talking about, right? That's an important thing. Like, what is the hook? What is the thing that's going to get the audience excited to see your video and maybe even like it, maybe even duet with it, maybe comment on it? And then you can open the door to more interactions. And I've noticed that that's happened. When people comment on my videos, what I do, of course, is I address every comment. It's time consuming for sure, but it's important, right? I'm addressing every comment. I'm talking to the person and commenting, sort of replying to their comment and asking them if they have questions and telling them to get in touch if they do. That way, I build these relationships. Now, you know, it's not just business. For me, I'm curious. I'm naturally curious about people and I want to know what makes people tick. So I'd love to know what the commenter meant by whatever it is they said. I'd love to get to know them better. If you're not curious about people, probably this is going to be something that is arduous for you. But if you are curious, if you want to know more about people, this is a perfect way to do it. Okay, moving on. I also add little GIFs to my video at opportune moments. So when I can find a GIF that's relevant to what I'm talking about, and this is all still in the app, I add it in for a few seconds. That's one of the cool things about TikTok. The tools allow you to play with timing, placement, and size of GIFs, and that means you can get creative with the visuals in a way other platforms don't allow. And for me personally, since my TikTok videos are now almost exclusively of me sitting and talking, because what I've started doing is recording these podcasts episodes, and I actually literally am also recording video of myself saying this stuff. It's a beautiful way to bring both together and save me some time, but also get this content that I think is important out to my greater TikTok audience, right? So this podcast, while I'm speaking to you, I'm video recording myself on my iPhone. Then I'll cut the video up into pieces, and those relevant pieces that make it in to TikTok are ones that make a point in about 15 seconds to about a minute and a half. They will become individual TikToks, and that's how I'm going to do it. So let's talk about the number of videos TikTok needs you put out there so that you get discovered by the algorithm. That's why. Why you need so many? Well, the algorithm has to find you and learn what you're being consistent and good about what you post, and it needs to learn what you're posting about. That takes it about a month and about 28 to 30 videos in that month. That's exactly what happened to me. I made all those videos, and then right at a month, the algorithm found me and pushed one of my videos out to thousands of people. I'm still getting likes and comments on it, and I mean thousands upon thousands of people have seen it, have liked it, have commented on it, and that was... Was it the best video I've ever had? No, probably it wasn't, but it was one that the algorithm went, people are going to be interested in this. And there's a sort of a snowball effect. If the algorithm pushes it out to people and people like it, then it pushes it out to more people and then more people and then more people. So that is something that's really important. If what you're interested in is getting a bigger audience for what your message is, for what your story is, doing it on something like TikTok where the algorithm is designed to show you things you've already liked before and more of them, that's a way to do it. That's a really, really good way to get your message, your voice, your story, and whatever it is you're trying to communicate out there to a much bigger audience. So here's the thing. Since that one big break video, every video since that moment has been way higher in audience likes and comments than the ones before that one video that went viral, the one video that the algorithm pushed forward. And as long as I'm consistent in posting and I'm still doing four videos a day, at least, my audience is growing by leaps and bounds. My likes are growing, my comments are growing, and my ability to interact and build community on TikTok is also growing. Now, let's talk about, you finished the video, it's already uploaded, that's great, you've got all your GIFs and your headline and all of that, the hook is there. Then it comes to writing your caption. You write up your captions for TikTok, or at least this is what I do, that sort of repeats your headline hook and tells the audience what they'll get, knowledge, entertainment, and or fun, and hashtag it with your topic and words around your topic. And then I take those and I repurpose all of those as Instagram Reels. I use something called SnapTik. It's a website. And I you go in, you download the video through SnapTik. It removes the TikTok branding, and then you can put it up as an Instagram Reel as if it's native to Instagram. And that has really made that really skyrocket for me. My Reels have started getting thousands upon thousands of impressions and views and likes and comments. And it's because I'm taking these videos, very specific targeted videos, all about communication, and putting them out as Instagram Reels too, and different audiences are getting at them, and it's growing, which I had been languishing on Instagram too. So that's a way of doing it. And if you want to know more about how to do that, I might put up a white paper or something that details and outlines those steps, because it's cool to do. And it repurposes your content beautifully and really seamlessly. So the thing that you need to know about all of this is you've got to love the topic you choose to talk about it, because you're going to talk about it a lot. I chose communication because I love talking about how we interact, how we communicate, how we connect, and how we can be extremely understanding and kind to each other, and also how to break through some of those times when we're misunderstanding each other, when we just don't understand what's going on. So I want to talk about that, because I think through communication, through interaction, through understanding and seeing each other, we cannot be indifferent to one another. You might have a positive reaction to someone, you might have a negative reaction to someone, but you can't ignore them anymore, because somehow through that interaction, they had an impact on you. So that is important to me, and that's why I chose that topic. You're going to have to figure out for yourself what's important to you, and then choose the topic you're going to talk about in the same way. Remember, four videos a day for a month. And I mean a month. Don't take Saturdays and Sundays off. I tried that for the first couple weeks. Didn't work. I had to go 7 days a week. And you can batch them, right? You can batch your videos so that you are recording everything in 1 or 2 days. You can take changes of clothes, and so it looks like you're doing different days or whatever. I don't do that. I just record and record and record, because I am hoping that my content and the visuals are interesting enough that if I'm wearing one black sweater versus another black sweater, the audience isn't going to care too much. And if they do, then maybe they're not my audience to begin with. Something to think about. Okay, to recap, choose a topic you can talk about and talk about a lot. Make 4 videos a day for at least a month that are either funny, informative, or entertaining. Make the videos on that topic and hashtag appropriate. So you want your headlines and you want all of that to be on your topic, and you want to make hashtags that are appropriate to that topic. That's what I was trying to say. Keep going once the algorithm finds you and respond to every single comment that you get. Now, I don't use a call to action, but that's because I haven't figured out how to incorporate it into my podcast without having to go back and edit. So everybody says when you're looking at TikTok, put a call to action at the end of every video, something like, hey, follow and like for more, or something like that. And you can, certainly. I'm just not doing it just because, again, I haven't figured out how to make it seamless, because it can take up a lot of your time and you don't want it to take up a lot of your time. So be aware of that. Okay. The next thing, choosing to do the 4 videos a day, even after the month. The reason I'm doing that is because it's not slowing down my new followers. I'm getting more followers, more likes, more comments, and the opportunity to build that community. And I'm going to continue to do this and to engage with them until I grow a real TikTok community of people who not only want to communicate, but who also want to work towards a better world through communication, creativity, curiosity, and compassion. That's ultimately my goal. As you know, if you're a longtime listener of the show, is to leave it better than I found it, right? And so if I can do that through building a community on TikTok and also talk about some of the stuff that I'm really interested in as far as compassion and conservation and veganism and curiosity and creativity. Those are all topics I'm extremely passionate about, but I'm opening one door, and that is through communication. And as I build that following, I will incorporate some of these other things that I'm passionate about into my communication videos. So I'm widening the pool instead of going to a whole different lake. That's what you want. All right, cool. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode on how I am succeeding on TikTok and how I'm building my community and my following. If you've got questions about this, if you're like, oh, I want to dip into the TikTok pool, but I don't know, get in touch with me. I will try to answer your questions. You can book a discovery call on it, in fact, and the discovery call option is in the show notes. I hope that you do. And I'm excited to keep going and growing on this platform. It's fun, in addition to being the place right now to build community, where together you're going to be stronger and better than you are alone. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.